The news was brought to you. The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott, 7:06 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, December 7th, Day of Infamy. We will have some, we'll be playing some bump music that's commensurate with that. But here's a day to think about, 74 years ago, that, on this date, the Japanese government declared war on the United States of America. And then you can go back and over for all the different reasons that could have been or might be, possibly been, but they declared war with an attack, a surprise attack, a sneak attack on our forces in Pearl Harbor. They sunk battleships, killed thousands of people. Not as many that was killed, unfortunately, during 9/11, but killed thousands. During this attack, which led to the Second World War. Of course, soon after the Japan attacked us, the Nazi Germany also declared war on us and a pact with not only Japan but Italy, the Axis. Four hard, long years and hundreds of thousands of deaths later, we beat the Japanese, the Germans, and the Italians, and then rebuilt the world, the greatest generation. Today at 9:50 in the Board of Supervisors chamber will be a remembrance there with the three Pearl Harbor survivors in our area, Mel Fisher, Mike Sotak and Art Wynot. They're all in their mid-90s. So, I mean, when you get into that, it's they were all on. One was on the battleship, Maryland. One was in a subtender, and one was on a cargo ship. That all of them though were there on December 7th to see this. And you think about that, the stories these men have, and that not only made it through that battle, but then fought all the way through World War II. And our hats and our hats are off, and our hearts go out to them. Like I said, they're all in their mid 90s. So, anyway, that'll be today at the Board of Supervisors at 9:50 in the Supervisors' Chambers. Good morning, Bob. You've been gone for weeks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a few days. Spent last week up in Portland with Brenda. She was going to a conference up there. Drizzle in areas of fog with a few showers today. High will be about 57 degrees, overnight low in the mid-40s, partly cloudy tomorrow. Then more rain moves in through the midweek, and we could see more sunshine and showers alternating throughout the rest of the week. So bring it on. Give us a little bit more rain there. Right now, looking at the weather radar, we've got some showers passing through Reading, and currently 48 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Veteran-owned business, where they give veteran and senior discounts there. 365-3793 won an award for hiring veterans. So, I mean, California State Award for that. So, good morning, everybody. Good morning. This is December 7th. You know, every year when you think about this, Bob, get on here. You were in the Navy. And, you know, what my dad said when he found out I had enlisted in the Marine Corps, he looks at me and says, have you learned nothing? He says, have you not listened to me throughout your life? And I said, well, yeah, Dad. I mean, I'm almost finished college and all this kind of stuff. And he goes, well, did you hear anything about when I was in Europe and when I was in the Army, that all the time we slept in mud? And, you know, and he went on and on about this. And, yeah. He said, do you ever think about the Navy? And I said, no, I hadn't. But why? He goes, Navy. Dry place to sleep. Coffee all the time.
Yeah, coffee is a staple. Yes.
Coffee, and you have a dry place to sleep. Well, now, you know, he was thinking aboard the big ships. You know, I mean, of course, the Navy does a lot of other things than that. But to them, that seemed like something. And, of course, then also, they could be also a, you know, floating coffin for you that goes straight down and all these other things. But really, since World War II, there have been very, very few instances where a Navy ship has been hit by enemy fire.
Well, it doesn't have to be enemy fire. The compartment I slept in on the Enterprise is the same one where 20 guys died in the big fire that hit the Enterprise. There's just no place to run when it goes sideways. And I guess that's true anywhere.
I guess, yeah, it is. So, but there has been, you know, I didn't know that there was, I was talking to a gentleman the other day that was a sailor that was on a ship, on a destroyer in 1966 that was hit by an artillery round in Cameron Bay. That somebody was killed during the attack. So it actually a blue water ship actually was hit and had by artillery fire in there. So anyway, okay, moving on. It's Monday. You've got now the 7th. You've got 23, or I like to think 23 more Christmas or shopping days till Christmas, but really in reality it's probably 22 to get everything finished on the 24th. You're wrapping. We talked about wrapping yesterday with people. I've got a friend Ted Ogilvy. We had brunch together. Linda was singing. He and his beautiful wife Carolyn, and he wraps things. Now you have to know Ted. Ted drills. Ted's a former Marine. He drills wells. He does. You know. I mean, he's constantly like he's a teaches shooting, the whole thing, and you know, it's a tough guy. And he said, "No, I do the gift wrapping." And I just looked at him and I said, "Well, I'm starting to have gift wrapping envy here." He says, "No, you don't really have to do that." I didn't say I was really good at it, but I do wrap all the gifts. Do you wrap your gifts there, Bob?
Badly.
You wrap your gifts badly. Now, do you, when your gifts finish, can you tell that they are a gift? I mean, or is it something
it's
like
a roughly gift shaped?
Do you kind of like trim off the extra tape? Do you trim off the extra paper, the extra ribbon, all that stuff? I mean, do you trim it so it looks nice?
I try to gussy it up.
Do you put the top
the lipstick on the pig?
So when you put it on there, you know, so there's a top to something that you wrap it so that the seams don't go across the front of the whatever you're giving to them.
I try to at least get the paper to match. Yeah. When I have to cut the patch to cover the hole because I didn't make the first piece big enough, you know.
Do you put the patch on the spot where they can't see it? Yeah, come on. I mean,
I've been known to.
All right, you're not helping me here, Bob. What are you doing over there? You're in there looking for music for later, right?
Yes.
All right, Linda ought to be in here, rolling in here any minute now. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Sleep Number. If you have any present, a large present, and you can't figure out what to get for your spouse, why not a Sleep Number bed? Rated number one in America by Consumer Reports, it gives you your own sleeping comfort. My Sleep Number setting is 45. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. You can adjust it any way you want to. From 0 up to 100. That's right, where it kind of wraps around you probably in the 0. I've never taken it down to 0. I've slept on it at 100 on this. And you can sleep on that too, but you don't have to. You can adjust it. You actually can have the same kind of sleep that you want, the firmness that you want. And now they've got something called the Sleep Number Temperature Balancing Pillow, which they sent to us. It is absolutely fantastic. I've got one, and it does. I mean, it's firm. It gives you the right kind of support, and it is. It stays cool. It like absorbs the heat from your head, and it kind of diffuses it. I'm not sure how this thing works, but I just know it works. And how do you do this? How do you get one of these? And you can save up to 40% on one of these temperature balancing pillows. How? You have to go down to the Sleep Number store. Yes, that's right. Head on down to Target Shopping Center. stop there and see, stop by and see Brian or Janice or any of the professionals in there. They're going to show you how comfortable the bed is. It is absolutely comfortable. We tell people, people ask, is it really that comfortable? Yes, it is. We've been sleeping on it for years. And I can't ask for a better night's sleep. Neither can Linda. And because we can adjust the way we want to sleep. It's been fantastic for us. You know, no back pains, nothing after you finish this. Target Shopping Center, Sleep Number Store, Brian or Janice or anybody down there, you're not gonna be disappointed. It's a gift that just will keep giving you the most important part of your life, really. After, you know, of the three pillars there, you've got to be able to sleep so that you can get ready for the next day, so you can recover from everything. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. 7:17 in the morning here on December 7th.
Has landed at View 202. On Sunday, December 13th, join Santa and his elf for brunch on the veranda. Enjoy bottomless mimosas, beautiful music by Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble, the sensational sounds of Shasta High School's musical choir. Bring a toy to donate to Toys for Tots and have your picture taken with Santa. Don't miss out on this magical Christmas experience. December 13th from 11 to 1:30 at View 202.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local, whole food store.
For 45 years, the Redding Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit ReddingCivic.com or the box office to become a Redding Civic member.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Mr. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:20 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row. Shasta Regional is treating people well. Also, their cardiac unit was in the top 50 hospitals in the nation this year. Shasta Regional, great place. Today, of course, December 7th. Day of Infamy. The results of it, though, led to so much into the development of our world after that. With the Germany was rebuilt, Japan was rebuilt. It led to a huge upswing in our economy, education, housing, building houses, the GI Bill, the VA, the Veterans Administration, home loans, all of these that helped build our country after that. Some things happened. I'm going to tie them all in. One was an editorial by Silas Lyons about a disgusting parody of journalism. If you remember, when the FBI had finished, supposedly had finished with the apartment of the two terrorists, that when the apartment owner, broke open the place, and the journalist from MSNBC, CNN, and Fox, plus others, went in after the landlord pried open the door, and they charged in. They displayed IDs that belonged to someone who was both still alive and not a suspect, speculating on air about the meaning of things like dirty dishes, photographs, calendars, and the like. Now, what Silas says is this was just absolutely horrible journalism. You know, this is not what you do. When all the facts, maybe that the journalists were right to accept the invitation, go inside the apartment, look around, an FBI official said the scene no longer was active. It was not being secured by law enforcement. It's one thing to go treading as lightly as possible, and again, with dozens cramming through the doors, that's probably unrealistic. There's absolutely no excuse to broadcast the invasion live or start to speculating on a spot about every little thing means, what everything means. It's just, and he's right. Wasn't it something that when you looked at it, it was almost comical. It was almost like, it's a mad world where they're looking for gold and they're just pushing through there and taking photographs. I mean, it was disgusting, in fact.
What I found infuriating, I was up in Portland at the time, not exactly the most conservative of cities, and KOIN-TV, when we were still learning what was going on, calls in, and one of the first reports, erroneous, was that it was three tall white guys in combat gear and body armor. And this geek, this pencil-neck idiot, sitting there, when nothing is known, starts spouting off about, well, this is another example of these right-wing extremist groups that we need to take a serious look at. When the truth, the man's name and other details started coming out, the silence just deafened me. And it infuriated me.
Well, here's the thing is, the Obama speech last night. Let me tell you why Obama's speech. Frankly, there were parts of Obama's speech that I really liked. I think we're called for. We can't go out and hate all of the Muslims in the world because of ISIL or the attacks that we have from people by this Farood and his wife, who looks like she was the one that was I think they call it a honey trap, where he met her online. He goes over, he gets married, he brings her back on a fiance a visa. And by the way, that is true because I have a friend that brought a girl over from Thailand on a fiance visa to see if she was going to like it here. She did not like living in America because all of her family was back in Thailand. I said, hey, Jerry, don't worry about it. She'll have her whole family here pretty soon. He goes, no. He just said it was just too fast-paced and even if everything. So she went back home. They didn't get married. But they do have a fiance visa anyway, but it looks like she was the one that was the real jihadist here and brought him along. In fact, she was the one that opened fire first when they went into the building. They said he hesitated, but it also, they said he looked like he could have been looking for a specific person who was, by the way, killed, a Masonic Jew that had argued with Farood over if Islam was a violent religion. So, but the bottom line, though, what Obama said on some of the stuff was that he said is that the Muslims have to pick up the fight. They also have to fight extremists. It's not just up to non-Muslims, to the Christian, Judeo, and other people in the world to fight Muslim terrorists, Islamic terrorists. The Islamic culture has to pick it up. They have to fight it. They have to root it out, just like we saw in Iraq when the sheikhs and turned on Al Qaeda and became our allies, is that it took the Iraqis to help us root out Al Qaeda, because we couldn't tell the difference between Al Qaeda and non Al Qaeda most of the time. Unless they had a gun, we used their help, and it was extremely successful. It worked. And that's what needs to happen. We need to have the Muslims in our Muslim communities here in the mosque where this guy was praying, even though the people that were praying with him said that we had no idea he was thinking of doing this. And, you can't help but think to yourself, okay, we can't hate a religion. We've got to hate the people. If you're going to hate, you've got to take action against the people that are the ones that are causing this. Now, however, he also said we need to make sure that people that are on the no-fly list, the suspects, aren't able to get a gun. Well, it turns out these two weren't on that list, but what he just said was, immediately confronted by the GOP, no. The NRA, no. How about the Daily Beast, the really left-wing publication, and one of the writers that said, no, you don't do this. You do not take away a fundamental right of a person in this country under the Second Amendment because he's on a list. He or she is on a list, and they get on the list. They don't even know how they got on the list. They don't know who put them on the list. They don't know how to get off the list. In other words, the government can put anybody on this list, even if it's true or not, because of maybe somebody said something or something came up in something they've written or anything. Now they're on a no-fly list. Now that means that they couldn't buy a gun. And like I said, this came out of the Daily Beast, and anybody else, and Republicans refused to pass that law. And it's right. You can't, because once you get on a list and you have no idea how you got on, and you don't have any idea how to get off it, there you go. There's your rights. Gone.
And, of course, we had an attorney general declare that veterans were all potential terrorists. How
there
long
you go.
Before they just take the whole VA list and move it onto the no-fly list?
Okay, everybody's got maybe PTSD there. Okay, no-fly list, no buying guns. So, now, which takes us to the last part here. There was no new revelations from Obama yesterday about how to fight ISIL. I guess he thinks that what he's doing is right, that it's contained in Iraq, in Syria. Of course, we know it's not. I mean, they attack in Paris, they attack here, they attack other places. They blow up a Russian plane. It's the whole thing. So what are you going to do, Mr. President? Even Hillary Clinton, who was part of your strategy before, says it's not working. So what are you going to do? Do you put boots on the ground? Before you do that, whoever it is in there, you better think about what the cost is to your people. Right now, instead of us trying to figure out how to get ISIL, now the only thing we're trying to do is make sure that women are allowed to be in infantry units. Excuse me. Is it that important? That's a different subject totally. The last thing is the state gun laws, some of the most stringent in the nation, did not stop this from happening. Hello? Some of the most stringent in the nation, if not the most. We beat ourselves on the chest for being the most stringent, having the most gun laws. They didn't work. Here's what worked. Those people down in that building, 200 of them, became sheep. These guys, these two walked in, a man and a woman walked in, one went right, one went left, and they opened fire, killing 14 and wounding 25. Now, one gun was raised against them. Nobody had guns down there. It was probably in a county office or buildings there that it was, oh, no, you can't have them. And they probably couldn't have them also because they don't issue concealed carry permits. Excuse me. If they came into the Cascade and two people came into the Cascade and started shooting, do you think there would be nobody in there without a gun? Would be anybody in there armed? Even though the Cascade Theater says out front, please, no weapons, no guns or knives. Now, this comes from their Oregon mothership, but it's still on there. frankly, that it says that. And the, you know, I think the people I talked to said, yeah, they said that, but it didn't mean, you know, absolutely. So, well, it doesn't. It's just a guideline. You
don't
know,
give
really.
It away.
Don't give it away. Okay. The but the bottom line on this is we have all these gun laws in California, and they didn't work. These people bought the guns, bought the pistols legally. And then, and the ARs are still figuring out where they came from. These the semi-automatic rifles, they're figuring out where they came from, but they were bought legally, all of them. It's the people. It's the people that's the problem. It's not the guns. We'll be right back after these messages. Good morning, huh?
Good morning. Well, you know, I had a little tree-itis. Put up the tree yesterday and kind of overslept. I think maybe there was some tree sprinkled
residual
something from the mountains. But anyway, when we come back, we have a special guest in the house, a young kid that was on Sovereign Minds yesterday. This is going to be a great story. Five things you need to know this Monday, plus we're ringing the bell. We're going to tell you where and some other good stuff when we come back up from our commercial break. Casey and our 1460.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Aloha. This is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we'd like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.com.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Good morning, everybody.
7:34 in the morning. What's it look like out there today?
All right. Currently 49 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have a high of 52, rain likely, and patchy fog. Our highs are going to be around 57, and that's rain likely and patchy fog. We love the rain. Just keep it coming. Monday night, tonight, low of 48. Tuesday calls for a slight chance of rain with our highs of 60, and Tuesday night, chance of rain again up to 80% with our lows of 47. So that's what the weather's looking like now, rainy and 49. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our friends, our customers are our friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Yeah, welcome back. It's 25 minutes until 8 o'clock. We've got a comment. Coach Bob.
Morning, Coach.
Good morning, you guys. I guess you're the kids in the studio. Somebody told me on the phone.
We have a young man that we're going to talk about doing
Preston.
Preston. He's going to be he's collecting money and he's putting flags and flowers on veterans' graves.
Oh, way cool! Well, Facebook tells me that Bad Bob has a birthday.
Bob's birthday.
Oh, wait, just wait.
Now, I don't believe everything I read on Facebook. Trust me on that. But I do believe these birthday announcements. So I thought I'd mention that. Wish him a happy birthday.
There you go. Okay. Thank you.
Birthday Bob.
Hey, thanks, Coach.
Well, why don't you sing to him?
I'll pass.
No, let's all sing to him. We got enough people in here. Ready, Coach Bob? Coach Bob's gone. We can sing that.
Okay. Happy birthday to you.
Come on, Preston.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bob.
Happy birthday to you. How old are you today? 60, the
you
big
left.
60.
This is a celebration. It's a milestone.
You snuck away last week.
Oh, that's why you were
snuck
gone.
Away last
oh,
week.
Brenda
on.
Had a.
Yeah. You mentioned it before you
mentioned
left?
You said
a day of infamy and had a great.
Oh, that's right. Because you were born on this day, December 7th. Okay. Hey, you know, speaking of veterans and honoring veterans and all this, is we've got a young man in here. Preston Sharp. Good morning, Preston.
Good morning.
And his mom, April.
Hello.
Hello, April Sharp.
Well, Preston, you walked in the door this morning and you had your, like, an interesting decorated big mason jar with a flag on it. And so we were like, well, yeah, we were on the weekend over Sovereign Minds, and here you appear today. Tell us who you are and what you're doing.
I'm Preston Sharp, and I went to my grandfather's grave on Veterans Day, and there was no flags on any of the veterans, not one, and I wanted to honor them and start raising money, and so I started with this jar, and we got like $100, and then we started buying flowers, and then we raised a GoFundMe account, Vet Flags and Flowers, and we got a lot of money off that, and we started buying flags.
So it started off with you going to visit your grandfather's grave on Veterans Day.
Yes.
And where is he interned? Where is he in Reading?
Yes.
Okay.
McDonald Cemetery.
So up until that time, have you always really, has the flag been important to you, or did it just strike you that my grandfather and we're the veterans? And I mean, how did that just was like a moment that you went, this isn't right?
Yeah, it struck me, like, because they fought for us, they risked their lives for us, and we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them.
So, you know, I got to say to you, the mom, I think it's fabulous because you're obviously a patriotic family.
Mm-hmm.
And you've taught your darling Preston here the importance of what it is, of how come we do have, and even in times of turmoil, which we're going through now, we have a beautiful, wonderful, God bless America country. And to the kids, our future Americans, our current Americans, our future voters, our people who are leaders of our world, are seeing that at this age. So thank you to the mom.
Yes, thank you.
Did he just come up with this all by himself?
All by himself. We turned into the cemetery on Veterans Day, and his mouth just dropped. And when he was looking around, and he was like, Mom, where's all the flags? And I was like, I don't know, give it a second. And we drove in a little bit further, and we drove in a little bit further, and there was nothing. And he was so upset. He's like, this has to change. This isn't okay. And I said, well, if you don't think it's okay, then you need to do something about it. You can't just complain about something. You need to do make a change.
Wait a minute. Did you say that to him?
Yes.
Okay. Mom deserves the award of the year. You know that?
Thank you.
Don't like something, instead of whining about it and complaining and letting somebody else take care of it, you need to step up and do it yourself. And you said that, and then Preston, what'd you do then, buddy?
I started raising money and doing tours around the house to get money in the jar to buy flowers. And then I took a picture for the GoFundMe account, and then we got $100 the first day.
Okay, so the GoFundMe account. So who did your mom help you with that?
Yes.
Okay, but it's still your idea. And so, I'm going to ask you, how much money have you collected so far for this?
About $600.
And so far, that covers, okay, so $600 with an idea of taking action. Hello.
Yeah.
So so help us see that if you reach then $100, then do you take $100 and then go buy the stuff and do the first 100 and make that, then do, how many graves does that cover?
It's $2.25 per grave, so it's probably...
Okay, well, no, it's...
How many
graves have you done so far?
Over 600.
So, okay, you've been 600. So it's been over. So of each grave, so that's like $1,200 that you've raised so far. I see what you're saying.
He hasn't come up with that much money, but that is how many. He's done 600 graves so far,
okay.
And we just ordered last week another 540 flags.
Wow.
We're hoping to get the flags this week. We need flowers to go with those flags that we receive. So
now, when are you going to do this? Are you going to just put them up as you get them?
Yes, I will. Whenever I get them, I usually go that Sunday, or
even in weather like this.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Mom's eyes roll back in her head.
Of course, in weather like this,
It was pouring down rain a couple Sundays ago, and we had like 30 flags, and he said he wanted to go and put out the 30 flags. And I was like, honey, it's like pouring down rain. It's windy. Are you sure you want to go? And he's like, well, what do you think that those people did for us? They didn't care about
the
weather.
Great answer.
Our little hero.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, you had to go,
you know,
Mom. There was
you have no choice.
I had to go.
If it was raining and you had your baby, no matter what it was. And here's your baby, just rain or shine or good or bad, you know, delivered here.
Stop talking about babies.
Well,
all right, Preston's not a baby.
And some of them might be from Pearl Harbor, and they don't even have a flag.
That's right.
Man.
Okay, yeah, I understand about the baby part, but here's a young man that, how old are you?
10.
You're 10 years old. You see something that needs to be done. Mom says, well, then why don't you figure out a way to do something? You have. You go out there, whether it's rain or shine, because here's your comment. It wasn't always good for them out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know exactly what Linda's talking about. Here's my babies out there, but guess what? He's transcended baby on this one. It doesn't mean that you can't every so often, you know, do something strange. I still do. All right? We revert back. But I congratulate you, young man. I think what you're doing is just absolutely fabulous. We're going to give you some money here before you leave. But it's a...
we want to be part of your mission.
Yeah, we want to be part of your mission. And I think everybody should be.
Yeah.
So how do they get a hold of Preston to be able to give some money?
GoFundMe Vet Flags and Flowers.
GoFundMe Vet Flags and Flowers. What if somebody wants to do something direct? How do they do that, April? Can they just... Have you set up like a little fund at a bank or something like that?
We haven't set up a fund at the bank. We just have he has the GoFundMe, and
which is the internet.
Correct.
You go and you just type in your search GoFundMe, and that would be
Vet Flags and Flowers.
Okay, and then somebody can just the PayPal. Is that how it works?
What if somebody wanted to bring a bunch of flags to you? You know, they have a bunch of, and these are small flags, right?
He's very particular about the size of his flags.
Oh, well,
okay,
he
wants it to be uniform.
How big are your flags?
18 by 11.
18 by 11, the flags. Okay, so.
And he's particular about the flowers also.
What kind of flowers?
They have to be red carnations.
That's interesting. I love
that. Where'd you come up with that?
It looks really nice, and they stay up, they hold up longer.
Mm-hmm. Are you impressed?
I'm extremely impressed. impressed. Like, all right, people. We've got another 1,000 flags and flowers to come up with. So
At least. You didn't ask him when he's stopping, because just tell you.
I'm never stopping. I'm doing every single cemetery in the area that doesn't have flags.
So, okay. That's, well, up at Igo, I think they have flags up
Correct.
There. So we're okay up there, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So, but you know what? This Saturday is wreaths across America.
Right.
Are you going to be there to put wreaths on the graves this Saturday?
He's on a mission.
He's on a
mission. He's on a mission to do, don't take him off. You know how
okay.
it is. He's ready for the high
I'm just
dive.
Saying again, but then again, you're honoring those veterans out there. So.
Yes.
He wants to honor the people that aren't already being honored.
Well, okay. Well, that's, what can I say? Preston Sharp, 10 years old, has got a mission in life already. How do you do in school? Where do you go to school?
Columbia Elementary.
Did they know you're out of school right now?
Yes.
Are they listening?
Yes.
Want to say hello to all your classmates?
No.
How about your teacher?
No.
Miss Katina.
I'm so sorry. He's feeling feisty.
He's feisty now because, hey, I'm on a mission.
He's on the airwaves.
Yeah.
Mom's going,
I wish you could see this right now. It's going on. Mom's
I hope you see this is humorous.
Oh,
anyway,
my goodness.
You can't see it, but we do. Okay, this is radio.
Thank you so much. It's been great to know you. You've totally inspired
us. I
want you
to come back every so often, Mom.
Absolutely.
Tell us how we're doing here. Now, if anybody needs to, if anybody wants, I have April's phone number here, and I'm not going to give it out. But if you've got things you want to do, you have money you want to give to the young man, if you have flags 8x11s, 18x11s like this.
I thought it was 18 and a half. What's the size again?
18 by 11.
Okay.
18 by 11. Or you just if you have some money you want to donate to this young man for what he's doing, just bring it down to the station. I'll give his mom a call. She'll come by and pick it up. All right. And just make out the checks too. Well, you don't have a bank account then.
So far we've just gotten cash and then we go straight
and buy.
Okay. It's cheaper if you buy the flags in bulk. So
right.
sometimes, you know, we hold on to it for a week or so mm-hmm. to buy it more in bulk. So after
and you've done 1,000 flags already.
Well, he's done 600.
600
flags. We ordered 540 last week. We went to the Tea Party and he spoke in front of the Tea Party.
Yes.
So from that, he got another 540 flags. So it's just in the mail. It's in the process.
Yeah.
It should
what
be here anytime.
What we need to do is you need to get him in front of, like, the Rotary. Seriously.
We'll get it going, guys.
We'll get something going here. But thank you so much, Preston Sharp, for what you're doing. You know, young man, I feel I'm honored for you to be here because I'm a veteran. And it's nice to know that somebody your age cares
thank
about
you,
what happened.
And thank you very much for your service.
Well, thank you. April.
And Bob's a veteran, too.
That's right. And it's his birthday today, December 7th. April, you know what? Thank you, Mom.
Awesome.
No, you're awesome, too. Besides, you're raising an awesome son.
Yes, I am. He's very caring and loving. He's amazing.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a break here. We'll be
Thanks
right
so
back.
Thanks so much.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, Christmas is coming next, so Kathy's got gift cards that you can get for the person that has everything. We have a whole bunch of new Toyo Tommy kerosene heaters in for Christmas and ready to go. Kurt and Ricky are delivering kerosene everywhere in the mountains. Cody and Gary are doing a lot in the plant, filling clear pearl for the portable heaters and propane bottles and bulk oil. And thank you to all the customers of ours that use the Muse card locks for trucks, cars, and equipment. Mike Alcorn, the driver of our shiny truck and trailer, has Driver of the Month Award for cleanest truck. Robin is doing a great job keeping up with all of our ag customers and corning and deliveries. Joe at Weaverville plant is very busy filling propane bottles and kerosene. Northern Lights Energy, keeping families warm, tanks full, and always there before you need us. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community, the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, grocery, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
During the holiday season at Wellgate Sports Club, we want to give you the gift of health and fitness. Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, President and COO of Wellgate Sports Club. For a limited time, we are offering no dues until 2016. So call today at 768-1205 for your personal tour. At Wellgate Sports Club, you will experience exceptional every day. At Wellgate Sports Club, we wish all of you a happy and healthy holiday season.
Season's greetings. This is Mac McCraw, the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. As an Air Force retiree who previously deployed to Iraq, I know how important it is to graciously say thank you to all the currently deployed soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines for putting your life on the line every day to defend freedom so that all of us back home can keep safe. Merry Christmas to all of you, and we will see you soon when you come home. And thank you, Shasta County family members, for your support during the holidays.
Join the City of Reading as we turn off our outdoor irrigation. As our serious water crisis continues, the city is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet our mandate. Those recent rains we've been enjoying won't end the drought overnight, but they're enough to let you turn off your sprinklers for the year. The shorter days and cool nights mean you don't need to keep those sprinklers running. You'll save plenty of water and reduce your utility bill at the same time. Check out other water-saving tips at cityofreading.org. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. As we're dancing, wait a minute, here I'm dancing across. Isn't that part of the Nutcracker?
Yeah, it's Trans-Siberian Railroad's take on... it's called the Mad Russian's Christmas.
The Mad Russian's Christmas. That's right. When you see me dancing across there, I look like a Mad Russian. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Civic, our own Civic Auditorium here. Jay Leno is coming to Reading on March 26th. We're going to be giving away tickets for this, but you can't just call in. You have to enter our ticket contest. And you can do this by either calling and getting your name, faxing, or emailing in our request all week long. That's right. And on this Thursday, we'll pick a lucky winner on the air. This is going to be a great Christmas present to give somebody. So how do you do that? You can start calling, and we will start putting your name down there with your phone number. Or you can email us at Linda@KCNR1460.com, or you can fax in an entry to 605-4561. We're going to keep talking about it. And then today, if you call in now, and the first three callers will be entered in, and will be entered in the contest. And again, the email, and I got to change it up, it goes to Molly@KCNR1460.com. Every day this week. So call in and you will have yourself registered at 605-4567. And then on Thursday, we will draw a winner for two tickets to Jay Leno for March 26th. Okay.
Happy birthday, Bob. Bob Longi was born in Reading in 1955. After graduating from Shasta High School in 1974, he enlisted in the U.S. Navy, where he assigned to Fighter Squadron 2 at NAS Miramar in San Diego. The squadron, flying then new F-14A Tomcat, deployed aboard the carrier USS Enterprise to the Western Pacific. It was during these months' long deployment that Bob first began his broadcasting career as a voluntary DJ at the ship's onboard radio station. Big Bob's Midnight Madness was a popular program that spawned a T-shirt featuring a wolf howling at the moon. After discharge from the service, Bob returned to Reading, where he soon landed a weekend shift at KSXO, and eventually became production director, as well as hosting an all-request and dedication program every weeknight from 7 to 10 p.m. So the list goes on and on about just about every radio station
in the world,
in Northern California
that Bob
has worked for. We're so happy. Bob, we could not have Free Fire Radio. We could not have launched this. You know, we're so out in the community. And anybody listening needs to know that Bob Belongi has really been the wizard behind the curtain that is turning the wheels tables, connecting the wires, keeping us sane when we go crazy.
Children,
snap out of it.
Children, we're about ready to go back on the air.
Every now and then, Carl and I, our teeth come out. And,
No, it's not.
That might be literal.
It's not. That's not our teeth come out. It's just the fangs come out.
Like,
not the teeth come out.
Whatever.
That's right.
And so anyway, so Bob, you know, accolades to you and also Brenda, because Brenda, you have to get up every day, and you've always are so professional and keep it together. You definitely have that can-do attitude, and you and Brenda have had a show here since day one, Boomer Tech. It's expanded from 1 hour to 2 hours. It's lovely to watch the two of you. You're like twins. And think alike, walk alike, talk alike. It's just adorable. Like,
she's the brains of the operation.
Well, you've got the brains, too. So, you know, have our strong suits.
Thank you very much. And happy birthday.
It's a milestone birthday for you.
60. Well, you know what? You haven't changed a bit in 8 years.
No, you have not.
I swear to God, you have not changed a bit. You know, your beard even looks the same.
Yeah, first thing in the morning, I would beg to differ.
Well, maybe, but you know, I look like a wind-up dog getting out of bed most mornings.
So I'm going to go treat myself to a cattleman's steak tonight.
Oh boy! So what is it that you? What can we just ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
Being that it's a milestone, I always wonder for a guy, but for a girl, I mean, you start to are you reflecting? Have you had moments of reflecting about your past, where you've been, where you want to go?
Well, born and raised in this town, and I've watched it evolve. I watched it grow, and with growing pains, and I'm not happy with everything I see, but it's still my home, and I regard it as such. But I want to see a little more of what's going on to that end. Of course, Brenda and I are outfitting our boat to be able to travel around, and it'll be one that we can tow with us. It won't be an ocean goer. It'll be lakes and offshore.
Rivers.
Our bays and, you know, the inland passage up to Alaska, places like that. And that's our long – and Sacramento Delta, that's our dream, is to go out and see some of the country while it's there to see.
I think that's a great goal. I think that's a great goal. And so, anyway, we just want to let you know how important you are to us and to all of our listeners. I know we've got the Enjoy magazine there coming on this morning. So, if you have a thought for Bob today, call in and 605-4567. I mean, it's important for people to say thank you, and we acknowledge you. And, yeah, I remember when, and, yeah, you're a good person.
We have made requests to Bob Belongi on Reading Radio for years. We have listened. Even made requests for songs on his program years ago.
The old Quonset Hut.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, there you go. It's kind of scary, huh, to realize how long you've been in radio.
Yeah, now that I kind of reflect back on it. And, of course, there's a lot of very talented people who've been at it much more visibly. But I've played my small part, and it's been enjoyable.
It's always worked. Okay. Happy birthday to Bad Bob DeLonge, 60 years old. Okay, hey, before we leave, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. It's, hey, the big, big, big sale is still going on out there for Christmas. Here's your chance. Linda's been down there. What'd you see? Lots?
the sale where?
At Four Winds Jewelry.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. What do you think I'm talking about?
Well, because I'm looking at this, and so I heard what you said. Yes. Leonard at Four Winds Jewelry, it was he's got a big sale going on everything. Yeah, lots of good stuff. You know, he's located on a hilltop.
He's got it all. Yeah, 2225 Hilltop Drive.
Somebody who has a show on the weekend, I won't mention her name, just recently went in there, got a beautiful, beautiful diamond to replace one that had been lost, and she was so excited. She showed it to us at the Republican Tea, which was Saturday, and absolutely beautiful. So anyway, check out Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Also, folks, we're going to be ringing the bell. I'm going to tell you
we'll
about
be
that
right
after
back
the break.
After these messages.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Islamic historian Dr. Tim Ferney says the argument now over whether the San Bernardino shooters were radicalized or not is actually irrelevant.
What they did is very much in the mainstream. Jihad against non-Muslims, against infidels, is mainstream Islam, has been for most of the last 1,400 years.
Furnish was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. President Obama, meanwhile, vowing the U.S. will overcome a terror threat that, in his words, has entered a new phase.
In a primetime Oval Office speech, the president said investigations continue into the San Bernardino mass shooting, but it's clear the two attackers were radicalized.
This was an act of terrorism designed to kill innocent people.
He said the California tragedy is part of a new series of less complicated terrorist strikes, but in a speech aimed at calming fears, the president said the United States will prevail against terrorism.
The threat from terrorism is real, but we will overcome it.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Still, there are those who believe the president is not taking the threat seriously enough, including House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Michael McCaul, who appeared on Fox News Sunday.
He seems to want to downplay this threat all throughout his campaign narrative into his presidency. And I think the American people deserve to know what the truth really is.
Remembering the victims of last week's Muslim terrorist attack in San Bernardino, hope beyond the grave, says Reverend Rod Akins, pastor of the Church of the Woods. He says a member of their congregation was among those who was killed.
For Mike Wetzel, and for all who receive Jesus Christ, there is eternal life.
What's one of 14 people who died? Gas prices continue their downward trek.
There's been another decline at the pump in the past 2 weeks, down 4 cents to 210 per gallon. This makes for nearly 15 cents over 1 month.
That's fuel price analyst Toby Lundberg. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Coughing is the most amazing of all cold symptoms. When you cough, 3,000 potentially virus-filled drops explode out of your mouth like a galaxy being born. Each drop is unique, like a snowflake made of saliva that splatters on your friends.
Or don't spread your germs. Take Robitussin CF Max Severe instead. It soothes and delivers powerful relief of cough, sore throat, stuffy nose, and fever. New Robitussin CF Max Severe, because it's never just a cough. Use it directed.
The largest destroyer ever built for the U.S. Navy has headed out to sea for the first time.
The future USS Zumwalt left shipbuilder Bath Iron Works with help from tugboats on Monday. It carefully navigated the Kennebec River before hitting open ocean. The Navy is building three of the ships in Bath. The first carries a cost of at least $4.4 billion. The ship has electric drive propulsion, new radar and sonar, powerful guns and missiles, as well as a stealthy design to reduce its radar signature.
Correspondent Jeremy House, the 600-foot-long, 15,000-ton destroyer will be undergoing builder trials in the North Atlantic. It's expected to get some tweaks before being delivered to the Navy next year. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average really struggling in early trading right now. It's off by about 170 points, and oil prices continue to take a beating on the international markets, down about $1.70 a barrel. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. 74 years ago today, America was attacked.
Yesterday, December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
On that Sunday morning, shortly before 8 a.m., Japan launched roughly 200 planes from six aircraft carriers attacking the U.S. base at Pearl Harbor. 18 ships were destroyed or damaged, including the battleships Arizona, Oklahoma, California, Nevada, and West Virginia. And more than 2,400 United States service personnel were killed. Today, the National Park Service and the U.S. Navy are holding a joint memorial service to mark the occasion. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The Federal Reserve sent a report consumer credit data for the month of October this afternoon. Tomorrow, the Labor Department will release job openings and labor turnover numbers for October. And on Wednesday, the Commerce Department will be out with the October wholesale trade inventory figures. More of these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 8:05 in the morning here on the December the 7th, 74 years after that day of infamy at Pearl Harbor. Do we still remember it? Absolutely. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
We'll talk a little bit more about that in the program. Currently 49 degrees. Looks like today our high will be 57, rain likely in patchy fog with tonight chance of rain with 48. Tuesday calls for slight chance of rain with our highs of 60 and 30 to 80% chance of rain on a Tuesday. As we progress through the weekend, rain on Thursday, showers on Thursday night, chance of rain on Friday, Saturday chance of rain, Sunday chance of rain. We love that. I'm so excited that it's raining.
And not only that, we're going to be standing in the rain on Wednesday.
That's right. JCPenney's, well, under the eaves, actually.
Yeah.
JCPenney's, we're ringing the bell at 10 a.m. Come out and join us. Of course, that's for the Salvation Army, the kettlebells. We'll probably get a couple little, candy canes to give away. So that'll be fun, yeah. We'll do that. I think it's a couple hours. But that's
we each have our own way of ringing. Now, Linda is into this laissez-faire. She just goes, just constant like this.
Yeah, it has to have a rhythm.
She's got a rhythm where I kind of look at people and I try to get eye contact with them. And once I do this. And then if they ignore me, I go, hey.
He does. So just know. Anyway, JCPenney's. I see the bell ringers, I don't know. Are you guys like this? You're going through your purse before you walk out the door. Like, can I find a one or change or anything? Doesn't matter what
something.
It is. Yeah. So I put a fiver in there the other day because I didn't have anything else. But, it goes to a good cause. So anyway, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Again, it's 49 degrees, and our highs today will probably be 57 with rain.
A veteran-owned business?
Our customers are warm friends. Veteran-owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
We have in the chat room.
Terry.
Yes. Yeah. We do.
Good
we
morning. Terry. Are we disjointed this morning? That's all right. Make us complete. What's on your mind?
Make us complete, Terry.
I will. You know, brings a song to mind. You'll be standing in the rain, right?
That's
standing
us.
In the rain.
Yes.
My arthritis gives me pain.
Raindrops.
I'll never be the same since I'm standing in the rain.
Gene Kelly is rolling over in his grave. Right.
Yeah, don't quit your day job, Terry.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Oh, thanks, Terry.
Happy birthday, Bob.
Thank 60 you, years old. You know what? He doesn't look a day over, 63?
Yeah, you know, he looks a lot older, doesn't he?
He does. But I thought, he hasn't changed in 8 years, and I thought he was 60 back then. So
Bob
really,
never changed.
Really,
he
he'll be 70 old. Looking like he's 60. I mean, guy, you know.
What's on your mind this morning, Terry?
Oh, I don't know. Lots of things, you know. My mind's a wonderful thing when it works. Today, at 6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonneview, The Reading Tea Party will be having Tim Pappas come in and speak on the Constitution. He's been amazing. And I know, Carl, you've talked about having him on again. It really would be good.
We're going to do that.
Give him a call, because constitutionally the guy is great. And he serves our community as a public servant. And really, it's going to be great. At 6 o'clock, South Bonneview Road, Destiny Fellowship Church, Tim Pappas tonight.
He's always interesting, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's passionate. It's really
very
cool,
much so.
Yes.
And funny. Yeah. He brings the Constitution alive, and he teaches in a way that it's enjoyable. And people always like him. They always like him because he's very good on answering questions. You know, a very knowledgeable guy.
Good teacher.
Yeah,
he
is.
Yes.
All right, that's tonight at 5:30.
6 o'clock.
6:30.
6.
No, it's really 6.
Okay.
We're 1 for 3.
Sounds great.
I knew when it was. All right. You did, huh, buddy?
Okay. You did.
All right, everybody.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Thanks
to
a lot.
You, Terry.
Merry Christmas, Terry.
Merry Christmas. Have fun, you guys.
All right, thanks.
Okay. Let's talk about a few things that are going on around here. A lady has been on our – oh, I'm going to talk – Mark Story is what I was saying was on our chat room to wish Bob a happy birthday. I thought that was cool.
Aww,
and I
hey,
also
Mark.
Want to talk – if Mark's listening, is that I make jokes about, as do most Marines, make jokes about the Air Force. It's they're beloved to us, but they're like our little brothers. You poke fun at them. Well, Thursday night at Linda's, when Linda was singing out at Wind River, Roberta and Jim Wright came, and they brought their grandson. Well, their grandson is in something called TAC-B, which means is that he is one of the people that jumps in for as a forward air controller. And these guys operate with different tiers. And when I say different tiers, like Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3, Tier 1 is the Delta guys. And the SEAL Team 6, and then you got and Rangers and Forest Recon guys. So this kid is probably I don't say kid, but he's 6'4" or 6'3", and he looks like he could bench press a Volkswagen, and maybe more than a Volkswagen, a Volkswagen with people in it.
He's a big boy.
He is, but what a nice young man.
Happy,
he is.
Just like a beautiful,
gentle,
like.
And his girlfriend was there, and she's just absolutely radiant. Really a nice guy. And so Jim and Roberta, and he said, "Yeah, I grew up listening to you two in high school."
Yeah, because dad would take him to school. His granddad would take him to school.
And he listened to us.
And isn't that cool?
It was. And what a nice young man he was, and very humble. And when you dedicated America to him, he was, I think, very touched by it. Anyway, so, Mark, I won't say anything about the Air Force anymore if he's around. he is just too big to offend, that's for sure. Anyway, okay, other things. We talked a little bit about of course, today is December 7th. And what happened, the impact on this, on the world from that attack, and people can go back and we can have a recidivist history about it and talk, we forced them into it by cutting them off from oil. Well, maybe we cut them off from oil because they were raping and looting their way through China and Korea and other places and working their way through. I mean, you can say anything you want, but the war started. America turned from making automobiles into making tanks. We were turning out one ship a week to be able to transport supplies in our agricultural belt and growing. And the people that were working together, people would have meatless Tuesdays so the men and women in the service could make sure that they were being fed. Nylons were gone because they used all of it when they were making in the nylon industry for making parachutes and other things. All these things that people came together, bond drives, the stars from Hollywood backing it. Many of the stars in the Hollywood joining the military. Tyrone Power, Jimmy Stewart, Clark Gable. So many of the big names joined the military back then to fight. You don't see so many of those. And in fact, last night in a football game between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the I can't remember who they played. Oh, Indianapolis Colts. The left tackle for the Pittsburgh Steelers, a guy by the name of Villanova, is a West Point graduate.
He's six. I think he said, what did he say he was? Honey, 6'7", 250, mm-hmm. something like this. But played. He played at West Point, was a captain in the Army, won a Bronze Star with a Combat V for going out and rescuing his men that were under fire, and came back, got out of the service. He repaid, you know, the West Point for his days, went to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And it was in their last night and just was owning the guy that was going against him. It was like about a foot shorter, you know, almost a foot shorter than he was. But just here's an example of a young man that went to West Point, served his country, came back out, and is doing something else. I imagine when people talk about the battle in the pits, that he's thinking about kind of probably different kinds of battles there. We need to take a break, and when we come back, you've got a lot of things you need to talk about.
Some headlines.
And I want to talk about something that a woman brought up about safety in the city for city employees. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Mighty Fine Foods, Ed and Kyle DeFore. Family-owned, family-operated, the largest convenience store in the world or the smallest supermarket. They've got it all. Full deli, a butcher shop, where you can get the best prices and meat anywhere in this whole area. Right there at Mighty Fine Foods, over 1,000 drinks, including 250 different kinds of beers. Everything you could possibly want right there at Mighty Fine Foods. On the corner of 299 and Deschutes. Locally owned, locally operated. Let's go down there and shop. We'll be right back. It's 8:16 in the morning.
Humor me and tell me lies. And all opportunity I don't mind. As we sit so shall we find. And when it's getting old, then I'll still be here. But now it ought to soon be up.
Hi, this is Linda and Carl Bott. Join us Friday, December 11th at View 202 as we kick off Jingles Through the Weekend on the Veranda and the V Room with a fabulous cocktail party featuring fun martinis, lots of appetizers, beer, wine, and my jazz quartet from 7 to 10 p.m. And our veranda features fire pits and heaters to keep the area cozy.
And Linda, this is also a great opportunity for our community to support the United States Marine Corps Toy for Tots program by bringing a new unwrapped toy and giving it to one of our local Marines. These toys stay in our community and ensure more children have a nice Christmas.
Tickets for this holiday event are $50, with $10 from each ticket sold going to Toys for Tots. Buy your tickets at View202 and join us for a great evening as we celebrate the beginning of the Christmas season of joy and giving.
NorCal Limo, the ultimate in luxury limousines.
This is Jamie with NorCal Limousine. Here at NorCal Limo, we specialize in group transportation, birthday parties, proms, weddings, Manton wine tours, ladies' night out, guys' night out, Christmas light tours, concerts, and we service all the major airports. Don't worry about parking fees and wasted gas money. NorCal Limo will pick you up and take you anywhere in the North State area. Packages start at $150. Enjoy the finest in expertise and precision with the newest limo in town. Check out our website at www.norcallimo.com or give us a call at 276-8851.
Licensed and insured, PCP 31143.
Who doesn't love Dickens' classic story, A Christmas Carol? Christmas isn't the same without its fascinating tale of spirits, adventure, greed, and, of course, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Join us this holiday season for the Reading Civic Repertory's magical debut of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
Fabiano Altamura's new adaptation will have it all, from gorgeous sets to spooky spirits and music that will have you dancing the humbug.
Will Ebenezer Scrooge get what he deserves, or will the miser choose a different path? Come and find out on December 19th and 20th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get tickets at the Reading Civic Auditorium's box office. Call 229-0022 or at readingcivic.com.
Brought to you by Meeks Lumber, Zimmer Construction, Hudson Entertainment, and Hilltop Medical Clinic. Don't miss this Christmas spectacular. Christmas Carol, A Love Story. December 19th and 20th, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
National News with a local view, KCNR, 1460 AM.
morning. Welcome back to KCNR. 49 degrees. Today our highs are going to be 52. And it is going to rain. I don't know. How are you feeling the Christmas spirit? Do you feel? I have my Santa cap on today. So we're going to be doing some runs today. So you may be visited on the runs today. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Right there to get your go to Espresso Joe's for your special drinks, your Christmas coffees and Christmas presents there, of course, and Espresso Joe's, anything you can imagine for tea and coffees to buy, and of course, a great lattes, pumpkin spice, all those things they do. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is just simply outstanding. For those cigars you might get for some of your favorites in your, put that in your little bag to take around. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, a better known business. It does a lot for our community here.
Now, I don't know if you got a chance to say this or not, but Friday night we went to see Cascade Christmas.
We did. I did not say anything.
Okay. Fantastic. You know, every year they change the production. It was in rhyme. So, of course, the writer who wrote this is brilliant. Mrs. Claus, the whole cast was absolutely wonderful. It just brings joy to my heart. You see the little kids come in their ties. The girls came in their little pearls and their dresses. And it's such a family event. And it just kicks off just this glow of feeling right here in Reading. It just makes me proud to be part of this community. So that was Friday night. Jana and the entire staff, crew, the costumes were incredible, everything. So that was Cascade Christmas. Lucky that we got to see that. Saturday afternoon was the Republican Women's Tea. Fantastic as well. Happy birthday again to Norm Verhoog. A lot of people that are listening have probably been patched up and fixed by Dr. Verhoog. Great guy. So birthday party there. And then yesterday, singing on jazz on the veranda. We have so many coming up events at the veranda that are going to be fun. But that was really fun. We were inside because it was rainy. They put us in a different place. People were in good spirits. It's really nice to feel that, you know, and just sing Christmas songs and then, you know, put some jazz in there. So things are going really well, and that feels really good. Then we read the headlines. Okay. I have to read this to you, and let me ask you how you feel about this. Headline says, Donald Trump says he would take out families of terrorists. And we'll talk about the swinging of the pendulum here. Republican presidential candidate and real estate mogul Donald Trump said the U.S. ought to take out the families of terrorists in the fight against the self-described Islamic State. Now, here's my question to you. Have you ever been in a situation with your family, a sister, a brother, an uncle, and that they have a behavior that you're not quite aware of? They can have a secret life, being maybe they have a drug problem, an affair, just something that you really are surprised. Maybe they killed somebody. I don't know. Maybe that there's something that's happened. Well, this was – you know, you later on, as we hear about this situation with the latest bombing and killings that happened in San Bernardino, there were rules for the person who owned the apartment building that couldn't come in. Maybe they saw the neighbor didn't really want to say anything. So there was probably a detection of some kind of maybe, you know, not like the average guy person, you know, behavior. But to say that you're going to take out their families, that means to kill the six-month-old baby that doesn't have anything to do with it. What do you guys think of that comment? And I'm not trying to target Trump. I'm just saying that's a headline.
He's calling for unrestricted warfare is what he's calling for. That's exactly what it means. The Soviets used it in Afghanistan and in other places in the Middle East when they'd send Spetsnaz in, and they'd just kill families and send parts to other terrorists, you know, at least that's where all the rumors were. And that to say that, hey, you know what, it's not just you we're going after, and we're going to go after your families. Now, what's that do? Every time we go after, any time that you have a strike and they bring out dead women and children who had nothing to do with it, it's collateral damage. You know, it's to go for unrestricted warfare is wrong. I mean, simply wrong. I don't know. And I didn't hear what he said, so I'm just going by what you just said.
That was just a headline.
Well, and then went frankly, into the... frankly, it's you can't do that. You cannot do that. It's not the way it's done. That's not who we are. You know, if you want to have a war...
It takes us to their level.
Yeah, it takes us to that level. You know what I mean? If you want war, yeah, we will take it to you. We will kick in your door, Osama bin Laden. Even if it takes us 10 years, we will kick in your door. We will shoot the guys around you. We will then come into your bedroom, and we will hunt you down, and we will kill you in there. But we're not going to kill your children that are sitting there. And we're not going to kill your wife. We're not going to kill the children. We're just going to take them out and just push them out of the way because we've got, you know, war is terrible enough without unrestricted warfare. Mm-hmm. I can't, you know what? That's what causes this. This is what Islamic terrorists are. Unrestricted warfare. They kill children. They cut off the heads of Christians. They stone women to death. They stone, if you're gay, you know, give it up. I mean, because if you're gay, they're going to throw you off the top of a building. I mean, this is Islamic terrorism. This is what it's about. And to not face it and say that's what it is. And I tell you what, the only way that Islamic terrorists are going to be wiped out is it's for the Muslim community to join in the fight. It is the only way that the Islamic community, the billion Muslims out there, have to join in and to wipe out this, what, 250,000 of these people? Have to join with other people, other nations, other religions to wipe these people out. That's the only way it's going to work. We're not going to be able to do it from the United States. The French aren't going to be doing it. We can bomb ISIL back into the Stone Age. We can do that. We can hunt them down. We can ship, but then it'll be something else. It'll be another JV team that comes up, as said by our president. And because nobody really understands what they're doing, and all of a sudden they're killing people. You know, the fact is they're not contained. We haven't contained them to Iraq and Syria. They're fighting all over the world. And they're exporting this terror, as we proved down in San Bernardino, which leads to other things when we're talking about it. So,
okay, also in the headlines, you know, and it's – okay. Beijing issues first ever red alert over air pollution. The pictures are people riding their bikes with masks on. China's capital on Monday issued its first ever red alert for pollution as the city government warned that Beijing would be shrouded in heavy smog from Tuesday till Thursday.
Well, you know, they talk about, you know, we were the world's largest polluter, but I think China has taken that over where they were starting a new coal-fired plant every week. And, you know, the fact is that we have cleaned up our nation and China hasn't. China is still going for it. And when you talk about the, quote, global warming crisis, mm-hmm. You know, if we can continue to crack down on our emissions. But, you know, how many, you know, the emissions from a volcano or these huge fires we have cloud the air. And, of course, you've got India and China. They both said it. Hey, we're not going to give up our chance of living a better life just because you guys have got it.
I found it rather interesting. Bernie Sanders came out with his manifesto on our energy independence. He wants to shut down all the nuke plants, shut down all the coal plants, all the natural gas, and go 100% solar and wind. Well, when the sun isn't shining and the wind isn't blowing, that's a problem. Where's all that stuff come from? It gets built in China in a factory that's powered by a coal plant. What have we gained?
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is that you still have to have electrical – you have to have electrical backups. You got to have factories that can – that when the wind doesn't blow or the sun doesn't shine, has to be able to still provide electricity. It doesn't go on just the, you know, batteries you have in your house. It's silly. I mean, it's – should we be getting more and more from renewables? Absolutely. But you can't just throw everything out. Anyway.
Okay. We've got a quick second before we go.
Because when I come back at 8:30, I want to talk about – what Betty has said in here on the chat room about public city employees and safety. That's out.
Okay, well, of course, we were all waiting to see what was happening with the Loretta Lynch, which she was going to announce this morning. The Justice Department will investigate the Chicago police for possible civil rights violations. as the second largest force in the nation. Chicago will be the biggest city department the Attorney General's office has ever investigated. Puerto Rico was the largest department overall. The investigation will focus on the Chicago Police Department's use of force, including racial, ethnic, and other disparities in use of force and its systems of accountability. She says, our goal in this investigation, as in all of our pattern or practice investigations, is not to focus on individuals, but to improve systems to ensure that officers are being provided with tools they need, including training, policy guidance, and equipment to be more effective, to partner with civilians, and to strengthen public safety. That just came out of our this morning's live.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that's true, because that was where that young the guy with the knife was shot 16 times. The policeman was arrested for murder. Then now they're looking at all the reports that were written that said things looked a lot different than what the video showed. I mean, it's there is a problem here. But look at Chicago; it's Murder City. And are they going to get into this thing where the cops start backing off like they did in Baltimore, where the murder rate just screamed to the top of the nation when the cops started pulling back, saying, "Hey, fine, you want this to happen? You want to keep chasing after us for trying to keep ourselves alive and keep the lid on here? We're already killing more people in Chicago than you lose in combat." Oh, yeah. I mean, the whole thing's a mess. And you know what? Here's the thing. And please don't take this wrong, but every one of them is a Democrat. It's controlled by the Democrats. Large cities have large problems. Are they, are the cities able to take care of these problems, or will they ever be able to? 8:31 in the morning, we're going to be right back. And Betty, we're going to talk about what Betty said in here about the city of Reading and the people and the employees. We'll be right back. 8:31 here on December 7th. 49 degrees out there, going 52 today. Rainy day.
I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local, whole food store.
By now, I'm sure you're aware of the many advantages solar energy offers you and your family. Clearly, solar is finding its way into our everyday life. Hi, my name is Sue Blake of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we've been installing solar systems on North State homes since 2003. It's important to know that all solar is not the same. As a solar contractor, we partner with SunPower because having just celebrated their 30th anniversary in the solar industry, they have a proven track record. SunPower is an American solar company which developed and patented the industry's most efficient solar cells and solar panels on the market for a complete solar energy solution. There are many cost-effective solar packages available, some starting for less than a cup of coffee a day. And we want you to have the information you need so that you know of all the solar options available for your family. Experience and commitment to quality. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott here on December 7th.
Eddie Rabbit.
26 minutes until 9 o'clock. 49 degrees, going up to 52 today. We're going to have a rainy week here. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway right there. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business, man's last stronghold. And you know what? I really like it. It's time for this week. This week I'm going.
Good.
To get my hair cut there. I just like, you know, any of them, D.C., Tim, or Logan, any one of them can give you a great haircut. Man's last stronghold right there at Cypress Square Barbershop. All right. Betty wrote right at the beginning of in the chat room there saying that she's have got some problems. She says that, you know, they live out in the rural area around Reading, and they keep, of course, firearms to protect themselves out there because it is. You know, the sheriff says, you know, sometimes it'd be like you've got an hour before they can get out there, depending on how many deputies he has, where he's at, and where the weather conditions are, maybe even longer than that. But her question was this. The city of Reading employees are not allowed to carry a gun on the job. Now, you can, you know, concealed carry is allowed in the city offices and the city jurisdictions, not in the county, which is interesting, but in the city. And she says that it seems in this day and time when things happen like this that it's just common sense for city employees who have gone through the concealed carry course, who have passed the background checks, who have gone through everything and can carry as soon as they leave the city property because they're a city employee. Why can't they carry on city property? Because we don't have enough police. We don't have enough sheriffs. Our own police chief told us that, and I understand, because it's a numbers game, is that it's going to take up to 16 minutes, depending on, of course, traffic and where the guys are and all that. I mean, but an average of 16 minutes to get to an emergency. 16 minutes. And, of course, we all know that active shooters go from 5 to 12 minutes, and the ones down in San Bernardino were only in there for something like, like a minute, minute and a half, much less than the 5 minutes. When they went shooting, dropped off their explosives on the table where he was eating at and left. The explosives didn't go off when they, pushed their button there. Or there could have been more people killed. Who knows how many more people could have been killed there. So the question is, should City of Reading employees be able to carry concealed weapons if they've been through the schools and they have the training to do it? There's places, and we were talking about places in Texas, that they were told that you students can be armed on some of the Texas campuses, that teachers can be armed. That Liberty Christian University, one of the largest Christian schools in the nation, has said that their students can be armed because they believe that a no-gun zone doesn't work. A gun-free zone doesn't work. The big thing, too, coming out of this was that all the gun laws that they have in California, and we have them, and we talked a little bit about this earlier, did not work in this instance. In San Bernardino, And you ask yourself, is that it goes back again to being able to defend yourself. You know, people talk about, oh, you know what, if they got their hands on this. Well, yes, bad people do bad things. Do I have a rifle that's similar to what they had? Well, you know, it's similar. It's got a magazine that can't be removed unless it's with a tool. It's a 5.56 sporting rifle with a hand grip. And it looks like an M16, but it's not an M16. And there's for a variety of reasons. One, it's not built to the tolerance that they are. And the other is it's not an automatic weapon. It is a semi-automatic weapon that I can fire 10 times. And then I reload. And if, you know, when people ask me, well, why do you need that? Well, it's why do you need to be able to ask me that question? You know, I like to shoot. I can hunt with this rifle. I can shoot targets with this rifle. I just, you know, it's something that I use to hunt and to shoot with because I can. And that's the big reason is because I can. As you know, I teach concealed carry. In our last class, and it was an all-women's class. And Linda said, you know, what you need to do, she was observing the class a few times ago, and she says, why don't you ask them why they're in the class? And, you know, it seems like an obvious question. Why are you in the class? Every one of them, and this spread not just to women's classes, but also to, the co-ed classes, too. Why do you all want to conceal carry? And for a long time, it was to protect myself because, you know what, I am a single woman. I live out, in the country, or my husband travels, and I need – and these are even wives of law enforcement individuals. And I'm gone, so I need to be able to protect myself, my children. And now it's coming, you know, when you ask these questions, now we're hearing also, I want to be able to get my concealed carry permit while I still can. And that right there is a little scary. While I still can. And of course, Tom Bosinko issues, he's a shall issue kind of guy. If you don't have a background, if you're not a felon or a criminal, any of those things, if you pass that background investigation and the verbal in the oral investigation, the guy asks you questions to be answered. If you pass all that, he will issue you a pistol permit.
Don't know if you saw the news story with the interesting infographic that Black Friday,
yeah,
a record number of background checks were submitted to the Justice Department.
200,000.
More than ever.
See, you weren't there when I said that. I said that not only was President Obama wanting to be for 8 years in a row be the gun salesman of the year. He wanted it to be gun salesman of all times. So, and then in this last speech yesterday when he said, you know, we shouldn't sell people guns who are on that, you know, on that no-fly list, you know, and we've already talked about this no-fly list. Even the liberal Democrats are saying this is a bad idea to keep people from their constitutional rights because they're on some kind of list. I can imagine people just ran out and bought more. And the whole thing about it is having the ability to change the odds. Can you tell me that not one of those 200 people in that building, in that room, when they came in, that were gathered around the Christmas tree? Yeah, gathered around the Christmas tree, having a day of being able to see each other, take a day off from work, actually be able to have, you know, to relax and to talk to each other. I mean, they were targeted for this reason by these two terrorists. They came in and they started shooting. Can you tell me? And the people were trying to hide. They were running into bathrooms. They were one person shielded, another one was killed, you know. But the bottom line was this, not one of them was able to protect themselves. You know, and most people, when these people start firing, they will hide as opposed to running at them. I mean, it is almost impossible to teach people who have not had to have people who don't have military training to charge somebody with a gun.
Read the account from one of the members of the entry team, a lieutenant supervisor who was there
like a minute after the 911 call came in. He said he could tell from the dispatcher's voices that this was major. As soon as three of the officers, I guess it was a four-man team, went in, and they said the hard thing was passing the wounded and still looking for what they
the shooters,
that the shooters were still on,
yeah,
on premises. And he said that's going to haunt him for the rest of his days.
Well, the other thing, too, is they said
and the first responders, God bless them.
Not only that, but the I guess the water sprinklers went on for some reason, maybe from the you know the cordite smell or something. You know,
yeah,
they picked up something, and the water sprinklers went on, and they said the water was coming out, and it was red, you know, from the blood. There's so much blood there.
God.
I mean, and the first responders were there. This guy's been in the you know in the law enforcement for years. Said he'll never seen anything like that, and we go back to the one thing, my friends. Should you have the ability to protect yourself when something like this happens? Well, let me tell you something. There's in this class, this latest CCW class, which usually we run 28 to 30. I've been asked to help with this because there's 50 people signed up for it. People understand that you've got to be able to take the right to carry and the right to be able to defend yourself. We have great police and sheriffs. We really do. They don't get there in time. That's, you know what, they can't. Otherwise, you'd have one with you all the time. You've got to be able to protect yourself. And I'm not trying to scare people because, you know what, averages show that, you know, you can live two lifetimes and never once have to pull that weapon out to defend yourself or your loved ones. But if you've got the right, don't you want to have at least be able to even the odds a little bit? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR. 1460.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agree. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Take your passion. Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Redding's own Civic Auditorium.
The Redding Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group. And the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit RedingCivic.com or the Redding Civic box office.
See you at the show.
The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful. Westside Wines at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wines can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Wow.
Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels.
Good morning. Currently 49 degrees. Oh, yeah, it just doesn't get better than that, you know? It's the, like, Burl Ives singing. Now, Dancer and Prancer. Yeah, Bobby Helms, 1957. Hey, 49 degrees, foggy and rainy today with our high. Our lows are going to be around 45, high of 57. Now, tomorrow is a slight chance of rain again with our highs of 60. But the forecast calls for rain all week. Very, very exciting to, you know, what would be the biggest Christmas present to the world.
Of California.
Yes. In our world would be the lake is full.
Wouldn't that be great next year?
I mean.
A snowpack of 40 feet.
And for all of the people who have businesses around Lake Shasta, you know, Holiday Harbor, one of our favorite places to go. You know, gosh, I just pray for them as well. And for, you know, wildlife. And it's just so good. So we're so happy to see that this is, we've got a wet and rainy week ahead of us. So the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, veteran owned, and they give seniors and veterans discounts. 365-3793.
11 minutes till 9 o'clock. Hey, this jingle all the way through the weekend this Friday. At View 202, Jazz Holiday Cocktail Party and Appetizers. And this is a big Toys for Tots Day down there. Our friends from Q97 are going to be there.
Billy Patrick and Patrick will doing Patrick. Live broadcast.
That's right.
And then my quartet. I'll have three of my wonderful musicians are going to be playing from 7 to 10. Now, the tickets. Now, bring by a toy. First of all, this is how it works. It's throughout the weekend. So, but first of all, Friday kicks off like a special cocktail party. It'll be great. Different martinis, wonderful hors d'oeuvres. The tickets are $50. $10 are going back to Toys for Tots.
That's right.
The $40 tickets would be that are going for your, like, cocktails and that, you know, cocktails and hors d'oeuvres and that kind of thing, party for the night.
Open bar.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. And then the Marines will be there with the Toys for Tots. So
we'll have Marines
there. They're doing
there.
An all-inclusive thing. And the View, I've had a great time since July performing, and we're going to be doing a Christmas program and all that other stuff. Then on Sunday, Santa will be there with some elves and the choir.
Shasta High School Choir,
and my jazz duo will be there, or my ensemble. So, yeah, but Friday, we'd love to see you. Come join us on Friday night.
That's right. Bring a toy. $10 from every ticket goes to our local Toys for Tots, and then bring a toy again on Sunday brunch. So this is what we're, you know, this is what View 202 is doing to help the kids around here. And but also kind of be kicking off the Christmas season here with a lot of great things. Okay. Other things that are happening, of course, today, again, I want to remind everybody at 9:50 this morning, you want to be over at the Shasta Board of Supervisors in the chambers there as they honor our Pearl Harbor survivors. We have three that are left that are going to be there. Mel Fisher, Mike Sotek, and Art Wynette. All here from our area. There was, of course, many more when I first moved here. And now down to our three here. So if you can get down there today, it's a good time to remember them. Remember what this day was so many years ago, 74 years ago today. Other things are going on around our community. Of course, we've got the Christmas light parade that was on Saturday night. That was cool. I mean, it was just, you know, a big parade. And as Bob says, best ever. I think Jim Sharp was the grand marshal in that. And let's go to the phones. Roberta.
Good morning, Roberta.
Hi. Thank you so much for honoring our grandson, Joseph. We had such a good time that night, and Joseph and Camille had a good time, too. So I just wanted to thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and we're glad that you had a good time. It was great. We talked about him earlier today on the air.
Yeah, I heard that. I was going to call him. I'm running around here like always, like a chicken with my head cut off. But anyway, it was good, and we had a really good time. Yeah, I heard you mention. I don't know if we heard it all, but we caught it a little bit there that you were. Said you sang America, and that was so good, and the whole program was good. I love the Christmas carols and the Christmas songs, so we had a good time, but we sure enjoyed having Joseph home. It's been the first time he's been home for Thanksgiving and since he's been enlisted, so.
Wow.
And he spent a lot of his time over in Afghanistan and Iraq, too. He's in that type of job that he wears beards and things like this, and because of the type of work he does. It's kind of like being able
to. Specialized, huh?
Yeah. And so, yeah, you got a lot to be proud there. What a nice young man he is.
Yes.
Now you're raising the third group.
Yes, we are.
Children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren now. So.
Right. God is good. All I can say is God is good. People pray for us, and we're real thankful.
Okay, Roberta, thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye. You know, it's interesting. How they've raised children their whole lives. You know, their families. And there's people that can do that. Could we raise children of I mean, could I be raising, like, babies right now?
Well, you know, I think what's happening with a lot of people, like, okay, so my generation, my folks, you see that a lot of, I don't know, some kids fall into a place that they just can't deal with it, you know. But I have friends that are really, instead of taking those children, friends my age, that their daughters, instead of taking their children to daycare, the grandmothers are doing it. So there, I've got women my age that are having the thrill, they're loving it though, that they have such an input on the grandchildren's lives. And I think that I did not have that. So I didn't have my grandparents around me. I didn't have the influence of my grandparents at all. I saw my grandmother died when I was young. My mother's side, and my grandfather lived in Iowa, so we maybe saw him a couple times every 6 years. And then my other family, my dad's side, were in Los Angeles, so maybe we'd go and see, you know, as a group, we would see them for a couple days out of the year. But my mother, I didn't have that. And we see that a lot in Reading. Like, again, a couple of my friends that have daughters and sons, and they are very, very very much a part of their grandchildren's lives. Not because the kids were on, you know, drugs or they're incarcerated or anything like that, just because they're working and they have jobs, and instead of daycare, grandparents are doing it. So I don't know. We probably, if the kids were here and not in Albuquerque, we probably would have one or two days of week that would be a grandparent day. I'd like that.
Yeah, and they can have that around there. But you know what the thing is that my daughter and son-in-law are very jealous of the time that they have their kids, and they have the they have the grandparents, have them, you know, for once a week. That's really it. Gives them a day off.
Yes.
Like that. But in the cases that we know of people around here, it's like 4 or 5 days a week.
Yeah, they take care.
At some point, then your life changes dramatically.
And we've seen their lives change. But they want it to. They just said, I can't imagine, you know, it's the biggest joy of my life. And I see it in a girlfriend's posting. She said, I never thought I could love my child more, but these grandchildren bring on a whole new feeling of love I never knew I could experience. So that's really beautiful. And they're like, love you, buddy. Love you, friend. But you know what? I gotta be with my grandkids. So, okay. You know what? Cool. You know?
Well, you know, and I think that's the way it can be. You know, here's something that just came up from the Supreme Court that's kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
They said that they chose not to listen to a case.
Yep, I saw that.
That they said that they're not going to look at it, and they didn't announce the vote count. But the Supreme Court declined to accept the appeal from Dr. Ari Freeman and the Illinois State Rifle Association. They believe the suburban Illinois city violated their Second Amendment rights when it passed the ownership ban on various semi-automatic weapons, as well as ban on ammunition clips or magazines that hold more than 10 rounds of ammunition. There was a written dissent after the denial, joined by Justice Scalia. The court's refusal to review the decision that flouts two of the Second Amendment precedents stands in marked contrast to the court's willingness to summarily reverse courts that said that you couldn't have weapons. There's no basis for a different result when our Second Amendment precedents are at stake. So what they're saying is you can have a gun, but you can't have these guns. And how stupid is that not to go back and listen to this? You know, is to say you can have a gun, but not this gun. Well, then what gun can you have? It's whatever we say you can have. Well, what if they say you can have a single-shot rifle, but that's it? Oh, now you've got a way to defend yourself, and you've got a way to hunt. This is ridiculous. It's Supreme Court. But and again, this is why these elections are so important. This one in 2016, the Supreme Court justices are getting up there in age. And I can't help but think that this is maybe the time is that if you don't have a person that believes in what you believe in as president, like a strong Second Amendment, that you could get two people on that court that change it completely, that say, no, you don't really have the right. It doesn't mean that you have a right to carry, have a gun in your house or to carry a gun. Really important. Hey, tomorrow, Randall Hempling's on to talk about he's the chairman of the Turtle Bay.
Great.
The Turtle Bay board there. And he's going to talk about the sale of the Sheraton to Hyatt.
Really?
Hyatt or Marriott. Yeah, they sold. The whole chain was caught up, and the impact that
we want to hear about that. Yes,
it's going to be interesting. He'll be on tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, and we've got a bunch of other things.
I'm sure there's a political background to that. I want to hear about
if it's not political, it's going to be. Is what impact is it going to have on on the building of this, if any? Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
But I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta.